It's time now to hook up with Rusty Marnock. Good morning, Rusty.
How you doing? Lovely and sunny here in Paulus.
Oh, very good. It's very sunny here in Decadia as well this morning. With it being very sunny, is that affecting things today? Is it making it a little bit hard work? Because it's a tough day today, isn't it?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, it's nice to be nice and bright for them. Nice sunny start down on the coast here. Hopefully it'll cool. That'll be nice and visual and nice and cool as they go up the mountain.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a climb today. That's going to be hard work, isn't it?
It is a big climb. It's basically, they do 23 kilometres on the flat, and then it's up to 111 kilometres all the way to Trudos Camp, and that's pretty much 95% of that straight uphill.
Yeah, tough one. How are the boys and girls sort of getting on? Have we got any injuries at the minute?
We're doing okay. We had a bit of an injury yesterday. Captain Chris Hymas, this is his sixth time doing the tour. He's 6 years in a row. He's done it more than anybody. Took a bit of a tumble going through Paphos yesterday. The medic thought he was a little bit concussed, so he had a bit of a rest for the rest of the day from Paphos up to Paulus, but he's been cleared to go this morning, he's ready to rock and roll, and he's gone up this mountain with the rest of them.
Excellent stuff. I've done a little bit of mountain biking myself, which, you know, up in Trudos, and that was quite tough. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing the climb today, are people sort of, is there trepidation, or are people just really up for it?
They're really up for it. You know, we've got people that are really here for the sense of achievement. You know, I take my hat off to them. It's 110 kilometres straight up a mountain. We've got the Racing Snakes at the front. These are the guys that want to become king of the mountain today. We've got a little prize for them, a little trophy at the end. There's people that, it's such an achievement on them. I was moved by how grateful some of the people that had applied to join the tour were, you know, when we managed to get them a place, you know, because we were limited on places.
Yeah, is the time today, is that sort of about the same length as other days because maybe you've shortened the distance because it's uphill today?
When we get to the 23K point and they start the climb, it's an individual effort all the way to the top. The fastest bikes will be coming in about 3 hours and 40 minutes. The slowest riders, we could be, you know, 7.5 hours on the mountain waiting for them in. But as I've told them this morning, I will be the first person on the mountain this morning and I will be the last person off. We've all got them all safe into Trudos. That's when my admin team's job's done today.
Okay, that's brilliant, Rusty. And you're going to speak with Steve Knight on the breakfast show tomorrow morning around about 8:30 to give us an update for the final day, I believe.
Yeah, last day tomorrow, 27 kilometres straight down the hill. You know what goes up has to come down.
Yeah.
27 kilometres straight down the hill, and then total distance tomorrow is 160 kilometres. It's the longest day, but it's the last day through Nicosia, back in Ionic for a party in the Bondu Rats.
Well, I hope it all goes well today, Rusty. Good luck. And Steve will chat with you tomorrow.
Magic. Speak to you soon.
Cheers, Rusty.
Bye-bye.